the bell of freedom. Memorial Day.
I like it. Well, well played.
Freedom isn't free. You got to fight for that freedom. Remembering those people this weekend. And with the almanac as well, we salute and dedicate this almanac to Memorial Day. Friday, May 25th, 145th, 145 in, 220 left. 1925, this date.
The result, a verdict of guilty. John Scopes was fined $100. Darwin had lost, and the monkey was on the run. The jury's verdict had removed the fears of man's descendancy from the minds of the
people. This was the day, 1925, John Scopes indicted. You know about the Scopes trial. It seems
sure.
Like every time it comes up, you're pretty well versed.
Yep.
It was Darwinism against creation.
Mm-hmm.
It was the battle, 1925. And it's kind of funny, Darwin, his boat that he was on when he went out and talked about the evolution and did his studies, it was the HMS Beagle. Should have been the HMS Cheetah.
Right.
Or the HMS Chimpanzee, because it ended up being the monkey trial.
Would have been more appropriate.
John Scopes, the Scopes trial, 1925. 1935, 10 years later, the Babe. He was playing with the Boston Braves.
In Pittsburgh, Forbes Field.
It was his last year, and he hit three home runs. What a way to go out.
Yeah.
In his last, I don't know, was this the last game he would ever play? These would be the last home runs, and he had three of them in one game.
Yes.
7-12, 7-13, 7-14.
It was pretty impressive. He was 40 years old and overweight and not in great shape.
But couldn't run. Even when he had a home run, he would go to first. At least this was depicted in the movie with John Goodman.
Right.
He would hit those home runs when he was with the Braves, and he would go to first, and then a designated runner would then go the rest of the way, second, third, and home.
I know it. It's just bizarre. But he was not happy with the whole, he had been kind of cast aside,
right,
by the Yankees.
He's Babe Ruth.
Earlier, it was very unceremonious almost, and then the Braves, they said, "Nah, you're going to be done too." And the Braves are already in last place and 11 games out. Very much like some Twins teams we've seen. Out of it before May's over.
So that was in 35. Then 1951, another baseball note. A lot of baseball players have a big debut in their first game.
Sure.
And then maybe they don't pan out. Like Andre David for the Minnesota Twins hit a home run in his very first at bat.
Andre David
for the Twins. That was like 84 or somewhere in there.
Forgot about that name.
Yeah, exactly. And then what did he amount to?
Zip.
But on this date, Willie Mays.
Ooh.
First major league game, 0 for 5.
Well, auspicious.
Good thing they didn't give up with him. This guy's got nothing.
He's got nothing.
He'd been called up from Minneapolis.
Sure.
He's playing with the Millers.
The Minneapolis Millers.
The affiliate of the New York Giants.
He turned out to be a pretty good player,
I think,
actually.
It was good that they stuck with him. That was in 51.
Nice.
We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills.
President Kennedy wanted to go to the moon, not just to go to the moon, but it was symbolic, Neil.
Right.
Right?
He was a prolific speaker, wasn't he?
He was. When he talked, you listened.
Yeah, yes.
President Kennedy, 1961. Of course, he would then be assassinated, and people said,
you know what,
we got to go to the moon in honor of the president. Yeah, he wouldn't see us go to the moon, even though he said on this date that we should. He kind of set the goal.
Yeah, both him and his brother would not be around to see it happen, unfortunately.
Let's go to the squared circle.
His opponent from Louisville, Kentucky. He's wearing white trunks. He weighs 206. The heavyweight champion of the world, Muhammad Ali
took on Sonny Liston. It was a rematch. They had boxed, I think, maybe the year before. And
yes.
Muhammad Ali knocked out Sonny Liston in the rematch of Muhammad Ali's heavyweight title. I think he'd won it from Liston. Was it the year before?
Was it 63?
Or 63?
63,
and then 65.
Yes.
They boxed. Again, and this was like in Lewiston, Maine, that boxing hotbed of Lewiston, Maine.
But what stands out to me there is he's a heavyweight
206.
Champion. 206.
Yeah. There are eighth graders that are 206 now.
Right, exactly.
And they're not fat.
No.
They're big.
They're just big, yeah.
And that was in 65. In 68, the Gateway Arch dedicated in St. Louis. Remember a couple weeks ago we were wondering if when St. Louis hosted the Olympics, like in the early 1900s, whether the Gateway Arch was there.
No.
We couldn't have been more off.
Nope. We were off by
1968.
About 60 years. I think they started it in 65.
There might have been some other kind of arch there, maybe a small little wooded one where they tie the horses to, but that was in 68. 77.
I want to come with you to Alderaan. There's nothing for me here now. I want to learn the ways of the Force and become a Jedi like my father.
And, of course, he would.
He would.
Star Wars opened in theaters, the first one, 1977. Have you ever been to Mos Eisley Spaceport? You'll never find a more wretched hive of scum and villainy. Have you ever been there?
No,
I find some skime there along with some scum.
Right. That was it came out like a week before I graduated from high school. So.
Star Wars, 1977.
I remember it well.
While we were celebrating Star Wars, we were also mourning the death of the Brady Bunch Variety Hour.
Oh.
United we stand, divided we fall. And if our backs should ever be against the wall, we'll be together.
Me being 7 years old, I thought it was dumb. I love the Brady Bunch as a sitcom, big fan of the show, but I don't know what they were trying to do there.
Awful.
I mean, that was the ninth episode, and that was nine too many.
Right.
To see them sing together and Florence Henderson and Robert Reed singing a love song.
Didn't work.
You know
for
the
me.
Dynamic there, don't you, Robert Reed?
Hello.
He was the architect for another team.
Right.
And drawing plans for the other team. And the chemistry just wasn't there.
No, it didn't work.
They did their best. They tried.
Yep.
They tried their best. 1977 Brady Bunch Variety Hour. Done. In 81.
Dan was charged with disorderly conduct. But thanks to Sears, the hero of the moment got off with only a $35 fine.
It is evident that Dan Goodwin has captured the imagination of the public as well as Sears.
And in honor of his accomplishment, we're going to give him a brand new set of Sears road handlers.
That's very nice.
Spider-Man, 25-year-old Scott Goodwin.
They said Dan in the story. And then
this is wrong. I'm pretty sure it's Dan because they called him Spider-Dan.
Mm-hmm.
Spider-Man, Spider-Dan. So somebody's getting fired over that typo. Another faux pas.
Yeah.
So, Sears Tower, Spider-Man suit, all that was at that time the tallest building in the world.
Yeah, that was a big story then.
That was 19 suction cups. He didn't have any special powers. He wasn't bitten by a radioactive spider.
No.
Suction cups.
It was manufactured.
And you know the funny thing is he's still driving on those road handlers today on
impressive.
On his Ford
Took
Bronco.
Good care of them.
1986. Do you remember this?
Yes.
We worked really hard. We were spreading germs on this date in 86.
Yes.
Because I don't think Purell and the big hand cleanser
had really exploded
by that point. 1986, hands across America. 7 million Americans participated, locking hands.
That's pretty good.
If you're a germaphobe, you probably weren't anywhere close to.
No, you avoided this.
Hands across America. So that was in 86. In 1990, we remember one of the great all time. Vic Tabak,
Stow it, Flo.
Vic Tabak died at the age of 60 on this date. He was Mel.
Yeah, he was Mel. He was a fine character.
And like I said, the topic of short order cooks when it comes up, I think he's at the top of my list.
Yeah,
along with those guys, Cheeseburger from SNL, they're right up there too.
Yep.
Vic Tabak was only 60. He played Mel both in the movie, very much like Radar O'Reilly. He was Mel in both the movie Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, and the TV show.
Yeah.
And that was in 1990 he passed away.
Congratulations, Pittsburgh, from all of us, from Hockey Night in Canada, and from coast to coast, Pittsburgh, 1991, Stanley Cup champs.
At the expense of our Minnesota North Stars, they won Game 6 at the old Met Center. Good to see those videos of the old Met.
I love the old
Met. Multicolored seats before Norm Green had changed them to all red.
Green, white, yellow.
Yeah. Four games. At least they went six games. The 81 team only took the Islanders to five games.
Right.
But North Stars are just overmatched. They were like 10, 12, 13 games below 500.
And yeah, they made
barely made the playoffs
right.
as like the number seven seed, and then made a run all the way to the finals. That can happen in hockey.
Some hot goaltending.
John Casey.
Mm-hmm.
So that was in 91. And bye-bye, Oprah.
And I thank you for being as much of a sweet inspiration for me as I've tried to be for you. I won't say goodbye. I'll just say, until we meet again.
Nothing against Oprah, but personally, she's never been an inspiration for me. How about for you?
No.
No, but she's inspired other people.
She sure has.
And she's done a nice job.
But
for me personally,
nice person, yes.
Very nice. She does a lot of good things. She's still in the news now still does her thing.
I never watched, got into the program, I guess.
No. Nope. We're moving on to birthdays now.
Let's do it.
Tom T. Hall is 82.
The storyteller?
Yes, and the full Tom T. Hall song in its entirety coming up at the end of this version of the Almanac. Tom T. Hall, 82 today, still with us. You know what? When it came to the X-Men, you didn't want to mess with Magneto, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever want to know? Don't do it.
No.
But now, save the girl. You'll have to kill me, Charles. And what will that accomplish? Let them pass that law and they'll have you in chains with a number burned into your forehead.
Well, you don't want that. Sir Ian McKellen.
Sounds painful.
You want to keep anything metal away from this guy.
Right.
Magneto, he was in Lord of the Rings. Gandalf, of course, Thou Shall Not Pass. Gandalf with a shillelagh. Remember Gandalf? Gandalf?
Yes,
Gandalf
yes.
The White, Gandalf the Grey, and The Hobbit, and The Da Vinci Code. He was in that with Tom Hanks. Sir Ian McKellen. Sir Ian McKellen.
Some big roles in movies there.
79.
Storms never last, do they, baby?
Jesse Coulter.
Oh.
75.
Mrs. Waylon Jennings.
She was sultry.
She was.
Waylon picked a good one.
Yeah, he did.
And outpunted his coverage, probably. And he'd probably say that.
Severely, yeah.
So, Jesse Coulter. We go from Jesse Coulter is 75. We go from Jesse Coulter music to...
C is for Kooky. That's good enough for me. C is for Kooky. That's good enough for me.
Sing along if you can.
C is for Kooky. That's good enough for me. Oh, Kooky, Kooky, Kooky starts with C.
But that's a hit song.
Fine singer.
You have Rubber Ducky by Ernie, and you have C is for Kooky. The guy who did the voice of Bert and Cookie Monster and Oscar the Grouch, Yoda, Frank Oz, puppeteer. He was Jim Henson's right-hand man.
Yeah.
You know, Jim Henson gets a lot of credit for the Muppets, but Frank Oz was right there.
And without Frank, it doesn't all happen.
He was huge. He's 74 here today. I got a little more Cookie Monster going on there.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, I could.
Love American style, truer than the red, white, and blue.
But we can't have Cookie Monster preempting TV theme time.
That's me and you.
This is a great theme. I think this song charted. If it didn't, it should have.
It did. I'm sure it did.
Karen Valentine, 71, who was on Love American Style.
She was lovely.
And on Room 222, but we had just done the Room 222 theme.
That's three Room 222 references in 1 week, I think.
Yeah, they don't get referenced that much in a year.
No.
Most places, but on the Bob Almanac,
you know it.
What we do.
Yeah.
Karen Valentine, 71. Sergeant Slaughter.
Well, let me tell you, how does a Slaughter cannon sound? How does a Cobra clutch sound to you, Tito Santana?
Oh, wait a minute. That's Chico. Sergeant Slaughter, Robert Remus, who grew up in Minnesota, Eden Prairie graduate, played football there. He is 70 today for Sergeant Slaughter.
Very nice.
Sergeant Slaughter, happy birthday. And after the Almanac, I'll throw the Cobra clutch on you, and you can... see what Tito Santana was facing. No, wait, that's Chico. Lead singer of the group Scorpions, Klaus Meine. He's also 70 today.
Power ballad there.
Oh, that's big. That's Winds of Change, which was about the change in Europe, the Berlin Wall coming down, glasnost.
Sure.
You know, a lot of people didn't, a lot of rock groups didn't do songs about the New Deal. Or the Monroe Doctrine.
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah, no, but they were singing ones about the fall of the Berlin Wall and some of the other political things that were going on in the late 80s, early 90s in Europe. And Klaus Meine, also 70 today.
Look at that now, huh? I'm dead sexy. Look at my sexy body. Oh, yeah.
Oh, look at him, like a singer. Oh, sexy man, sexy man.
Mike Myers, 55, Austin Powers. He was Austin Powers. He was Dr. Evil, and he was Fat Bastard.
He was all of them.
He was all of them, and there he is as the fat guy. Mike
Drop
Myers
it,
is
sexy.
55 today. Get in my belly, right?
Right.
Oh, Mike Myers, funny guy. Funny
very,
guy.
Very
SNL
funny guy.
Stuff. He was good.
More TV themes?
Yeah, it's a big day today. The twin sisters who played Carrie Ingalls on Little House. How old do you think Carrie Ingalls is today? If you said 48, I'd say you're right. Lindsay and Sydney Greenbush. Happy birthday today. Pretty good actress, Octavia Spencer from The Help.
What do you put in here that makes it taste so good?
That good vanilla from Mexico and something else real special. Mm. No, Miss Walters. That's Miss Hilly's special pie.
Miss Hilly's special pie. You know what that special ingredient is, Neil?
I don't.
You haven't heard what that special ingredient in was in that from that pie from the help?
No, I never
You're
saw
gonna it. You're going to want to look it up because it is a special ingredient. Octavia Spencer, 46. Brian Urlacher is 40 today. Football player.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears.
Yeah, pretty good player.
Yes, and Kyle Brodziak. Former Minnesota Wild player. I think he's with the Blues now.
Good third liner, penalty killer.
He's 20. He's 34 now. He's in his 30s. He's
Grinder.
34. Kyle Brodziak. Every team needs those.
Yeah.
You can't win without those kind of guys.
You can't.
You need some of those on your team.
Yep.
Go.
Gone,
your turn.
Gone, but not forgot. Poet, author, Ralph Waldo Emerson. I'm sure we all discovered some of his works while we were in school. Ralph Waldo Emerson, 1803. Dancer, actor Bill Bojangles Robinson. He appeared in several movies, including the Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm and others. He was born on this day back 1878. Speaking of boxers, it was a historic day for Muhammad Ali taking down Sonny Liston. What about Gene Tunney? He was born on this day 1897. First boxer to win a title by decision instead of a knockout. So it was a technical fall, if you will, for Gene Tunney, 1897. He was Sheriff Lobo.
Oh, I loved him as that. How about as General Aldo in Planet of the Apes?
Oh, yeah.
We want guns! Guns are power! Now we go and get guns!
They went and got guns.
And he was in more episodes of Gunsmoke than a guy could possibly count.
Was he in Rio Bravo, too?
Claude Akins. Yes, he was in the one with, was it Rio Bravo or El Dorado? I think it was Rio Bravo with Dean Martin. And
Ricky Nelson.
Yeah, yes. He was the bad guy. He was a bad guy's brother, and he was in jail, and they made the trade at the end. Yes, that is him, Claude Akins, born on this day, 1918. We talked about the guy with the Muppets and Frank Oz. Without Hal David, where would Burt Bacharach be?
He wouldn't have.
Academy Award-winning songwriter Hal David. Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And
would have been
others.
A carpenter.
Yeah, he would have had another occupation. Hal David was born on this day, 1921. The guy who wrote The Bourne Identity, Robert Ludlum. Author, 1927. Opera singer Beverly Sills. She was the most, I think, well-known for me, female opera star. You know about the four tenors.
Well, she was
that.
The fat lady.
She could sing.
And it wasn't over until she sang.
And another plus-size lady was Dixie Carter.
Oh, no, she wasn't plus-size.
Oh,
she was lovely.
Okay.
No, you're thinking of Nell Carter.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
From
right.
Give Me a Break.
Are they related?
No, they're different colors.
Okay, all right. Well, you never know. Dixie Carter was born in the state in 1939, designing women and different strokes and other things, 1939. That entire list of what I gave you were all gone, but not forgotten.
She made Mr. Drummond an honest man.
Oh, well.
In the later years of different strokes. I promised a Tom T. Hall song. He's 82 today.
Still telling stories.
He is, and here's one about a snake in the grass drinking root beer.
I like it.
Boys and girls, take warning. If you go